Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
I need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums, a six-part series with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, a series of shows, something we attempted once before, I think 2 years ago,
right?
Called Conan and the Chill Chums.
Nope. No, no.
What? Nope.
Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. How's that obsessive compulsive disorder coming?
How's that asshole Galactica syndrome coming?
What a nice start to a lovely summer day. We started 2 years ago with a segment called, I'm sorry, Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums.
Yep.
I think it began when we had a conversation about s'mores.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I maintained that s'mores blow,
Boo.
That nobody really likes them. That's a very flawed American treat.
Ugh.
And just so you've got to calm down a little bit, and then you can build up to a rage. But for now,
what?
We talked about it, and then it became this series where it's just the three of us chewing the fat. And what we thought we'd do is we'd start in studio today, and this would be the first episode, but then we would move. Mm-hmm. To an outdoor summer locale.
Where we can literally have a campfire.
Yes, we're gonna have an actual campfire.
Yeah.
And so I can't think of anything more exciting than listening to people who were inside now being outside and having a fire. And I think that's the kind of excitement we bring to people.
I think there's a coziness to that people will find.
I agree. I don't know why you took there to be a sarcastic tone in my voice.
Because maybe it was the look on your face.
No, not at all. I had a stroke a few years ago, and it's made me look very skeptical and like I've just had a mouthful of shit. Anyway.
You mean s'mores?
So what we're going
to
do is—
I'm scared to talk.
That's the environment I've always wanted for.
Oh, my God.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start today's episode, Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums. That would be Matt and Sona. We're going to start it here in our studio, our brand new spanking studio. And then we're going to move to an outdoor location. Are you comfortable saying where we're going to go, Matt?
Yeah, and I think—
Because I had big ideas about us going to Yellowstone. I thought it would be really cool if we went up to the Pacific Northwest, maybe to the San Juan Islands.
What?
Just some amazing, maybe up to northern Maine. Up there in the far reaches, up near the Canadian border. So I had all these great ideas, and I told you, money's no object, the sky's the limit. What did you come up with, Matt?
My backyard.
Your backyard.
And I'm going to pocket that travel money.
Oh, because you did ask for the cash.
Stipend,
yeah. You asked for the cash up front.
No, well, we've got our—
I gave you $600,000 to work this out, and now we're doing it in your backyard.
Because I got a new park bench. We did talk about the fact that you live on the west side. Both Sona and I live on the east side in the Dinas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's two to one.
So we have a lot of people listening who don't know what the Dinas are. So let's tell them. You're talking about your Pasadena, your Altadena,
yeah.
Your Dina and DeLuca. I mean, these are places on the far east side of the Los Angeles metropolitan area. Is that true?
Yeah, I wouldn't say the far east side in the greater scheme of things.
Sona lives— I've been to Sona's house. It took several days to get there.
No.
Three burros died underneath me.
Oh.
It's way, way out there.
You're the far one. The greater community of this world here that we live and work in lives on the east, where you live far on the west.
Yeah, yeah. Whose name is in the title of the show?
Friend? Rupert Friend?
Jesus, you're weird. What an odd fellow. Okay, I'm, as you know, I'm a Democratic man. And I believe in the power of different voices being raised and then letting the majority rule. I've always felt that way. Ugh. So we're going to go to your house, which is in Pasadena.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in your backyard.
Yeah.
I don't remember there being a backyard.
Well, you haven't been in it.
Okay.
You came over one time when we recorded that quarantine episode and you guys came in the front door and we recorded and you left the front door.
Right.
Yeah.
Back when people thought COVID was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Back in those early paranoid days.
We showed that.
2.5 years ago. Anyway, I do remember that. That was very strange because remember we all gathered there and we thought, what is this? What is this COVID thing? I guess if you gather in groups of like five, you can't get it. This was early on. Yeah. We didn't know anything about it. This is back when we were being told, wipe down all your groceries.
Right.
Because COVID is spread by touching a box of Lucky Charms that just came from a Ralph's. Like, we didn't know anything.
Yet. No, and we didn't really touch each other. There were half of us that
I kept trying to touch you.
Yeah, that was part of the reason we want to move this outside. But we wouldn't touch each other, but we'd be in the same room. Remember that?
It later turned out that doesn't work. But there were early days. We didn't know. And here we are now, 2.5 years later, and we're going to return to your house.
Yeah.
And
triumphant.
We're triumphant. And we are going to celebrate summer s'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums. I thought in order to prepare us, it might be good to add some summer sounds right now.
I'd love
even
to
though
do
we're
it,
in studio. So maybe we could start with those cicadas, you know?
Yeah, so you want those 17-year gestating insects that come up from the ground and make a really harsh noise?
No, how about that, just that grasshoppery sound?
Oh, okay, sure, yeah, the chirping of grasshoppers.
The chirping of grasshoppers, I'd like there to be, so let's start with that, let's lay that in.
Do you want to suggest something?
Yeah.
No.
You don't have any summer sound?
I have no summer sound.
Come on.
I don't know, you're talking about sounds?
How about, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Are you even listening to me?
I'm barely here. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I love you.
Can I tell people what's happening?
I don't.
Sona, just before we went on mic, found out that she neglected to make a hair appointment.
Yes.
With, I guess, this guru who knows how to do very curly hair. And all of her appointments book up immediately at the first of the month.
They do.
You found out seconds before we went on mic. And I think you haven't been listening to a word I've said because you're thinking about your curly hair.
No idea what's going on. I'm sorry. I really care and I want to, but all I'm thinking about is how I have to wait so much longer now for appointments to open up.
What does she do that you can't get done anywhere else? I'm serious.
She just knows curly hair. She just knows how to cut curly hair.
But no one else does?
You can't go to any schmo and be like, can you cut my hair? And like, summer's coming up. I just got highlights. All I was thinking about was how nice the new curls would look with the highlights. And now I'm like, ugh. And you're talking.
Plus, you've got a big event coming up.
Yeah, I do.
You've got a big event, which is the christening.
Yes.
Of your two boys,
your
twins, Mikey and Charlie.
Yeah.
I will be at that ceremony.
You're the godfather.
I'm the godfather.
You have the most.
What?
He has the most important job.
Oh, come on.
Why would you do that? You of all people should know. What are you thinking?
I don't know what I was thinking.
So I'm going to wear a ceremonial robe.
No.
This is true. Yeah, I'm wearing a ceremonial robe.
Yeah, he is.
I am.
What's
and I have to
like?
Say certain things in Armenian.
Yeah.
And you just sent me the text today with the pronunciations.
Yes.
Did you send me a vocal track too?
I did.
Yeah. Whoa. So I have to learn how to say these different things. And it is not an easy language.
It is not. But it's not a lot of stuff that you have to say. But yeah, I'm really sorry I'm not paying attention. Did you say cicadas? Isn't it cicadas?
It's cicadas, yeah. Oh.
But what if
if it's a girl, it's a chick.
What if what they sent you in Armenian is
that?
Just like you in Armenian saying, I, Conan O'Brien, hereby decree all my property to Sona.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she's gonna do.
Max.
Sona has worked it out so that I'm basically all of my income and all of my holdings are being transferred to the Movsesian family.
I, Conan O'Brien, promise never to be the godfather of these two children.
Yeah, and never to go near them again. So anyway.
Sorry. I'm sorry I wasn't paying attention.
But we got some good information out just with that. That was because you weren't paying attention, we learned that your hair is very aggressively curly.
Oh, I don't know.
And needs a special treatment to be uncurled.
I wouldn't say aggressively.
Grasshoppers have been chirping this whole time.
Yeah.
So if we want to layer anything else.
Let's layer something else in.
Yeah.
I would like an owl.
Okay.
An occasional owl?
That'll come in 3, 2, 1. Ooh. Sorry, that was a hawk. Hold on. 3, 2, 1.
You probably don't even need to put that in because there's probably owls where you live anyway.
There are owls where we live.
Yeah, ours too. Yeah.
Okay, but instead of that owl, you know the way owls are supposed to be really smart? They're a symbol of wisdom.
Yeah.
Can you occasionally, between the regular owl sounds, can you just add, ooh, I'm smart. I'm smart.
Ugh,
ooh.
That's stupid.
Just occasionally.
You got it. I'll take that sound bite.
Ooh, I'm well educated. Ooh.
And give me the I'm smart again so I have it clean.
Ooh, I'm smart. I'm smart.
You got it.
I'm smart. I'm smart. How about an occasional, like a bear just rustling around on the blueberry bushes?
Yeah, I'll put some blueberry bushes in too.
Well, they make a sound. There's sort of a rustle.
You got it.
How can you tell
just audio from Kurt Russell.
Ugh.
I don't care. I'm on a roll. I'm on fire.
How can you tell that it's a blueberry bush?
They have a you'll see.
And you know the audio from Kurt Russell I'm going to do is the one from Tombstone where he goes, you tell him I'm coming for him. Or whatever it is.
And I'm hell's coming with me.
And hell's coming with me.
And hell's coming with me.
You tell him I'm coming and hell's coming with me. You hear? Hell's coming with me.
Oh, God. What a great movie.
It. Yeah, I Summer should. Sound. I know.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I know. Tack's really upset about it, but I will.
Okay. I'm doing my best to keep us on track here. It's like herding kittens, one with very curly hair that needs a cut.
Now that you said I need a cut, that's all I can think of. You got to stop bringing it up.
Well, okay. So I am preparing us to be outdoors by creating in studio. We've added some sounds. Mm-hmm. We're listening to them right now. Maybe a lone coyote.
Sure. Oh, do you hear him in the distance?
I do. It's spooky. Wow. That's cool. Wow.
That I should say yes. I should say yes.
So Pasadena.
And this will be at night as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're doing this
cool.
Starting at 7 and then we're going to, you know, record for a while.
Yeah.
Can
that's
people
nice.
Tell where it's at night?
Sure.
Well, first of all, it's 7 in LA in the summer. There's only 6 more hours of daylight. So
that's going to be 98 degrees.
What a great. Yeah, and in Pasadena, by the way, can I just say something?
It's so hot.
Pasadena is a frying pan.
We can start later if we want. It's going to be 83 that day. So around 7, we're probably looking at, you know, mid 70s. Or as my wife says, early and late 70s.
What?
For temperature.
She says that?
They're like, what's the temperature today? It's the early 70s.
Wow. So as hot as it was when Nixon was in his first term?
Yes.
It's 1971 out there, and that's the late 70s.
What's the temperature today? Watergate hearings.
The Cars just released their solo album. It's 1979. It's the late 70s. I think we've got some nice summer sounds.
Yeah.
Maybe off in the distance we hear a hobo playing his harmonica by the train tracks.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Way off there. Yeah. It's an old hobo. He's just had a can of beans.
Yeah.
Beans.
And he lit up that little piece of a stogie he had.
Yes. Yeah. That's nice. Now I am going to put a moratorium on this because this is a lot of work for me. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
No sweat off my back.
No.
I'll be comfortably at home on the west side when you're slaving away in one of the Dinas. For my money, nothing beats a fire.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't mean like a warehouse fire, because that can get out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll stop and watch one of those, especially if I started it. But no, I love a roaring fire.
Oh,
I really
me
do.
Too. Me
a
too.
Fire in the fireplace or a campfire. I think life's best moments happen around a roaring fire. And I'm always hypnotized by them because I think this is the exact same experience that everyone in history's had. Since the beginning of time, we've been building fires. There's something communal and calming about them.
The fireside chat.
Exactly. It's just it's a lovely tradition. And I think a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. Let me explain. A lot of people get intimidated about making a fire. You shouldn't. With Solo Stove, instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you know what? You build a fire and suddenly the fumes, the smoke are going right into your face.
Miserable. Yeah.
And you're screaming obscenities and your kids are crying. That's no good.
I don't know if that happens to everybody.
It doesn't. I've looked around. I'm the only one. But with Solo Stove, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire because everything's under control. It has stainless...
Control?
Yeah, well, control is a word I just made up intentionally.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah. No, what I meant was, and this is the reason I invented that word on the fly, which is pretty ingenious, is that you can, things are so under control, you feel like you could take a stroll. You can control.
You know what? I'm going to give you this one. I'm going to give you that one. That one's,
let me explain something.
That's rock
solid. With the Solo stove, they have a stainless steel construction. It's designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently with so little smoke. You'll wonder how there's so much fire. You know, you'll say, is there really? There's all this fire. Where's the smoke?
Yeah.
It's the design, people. It's the perfect catalyst for getting outside and spending more time with family and, well, not in this case, but friends.
Oh.
They're easy to light. With a few bits of starter, your fire is blazing in minutes. Plus, Solo Stove offers a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy.
Can I just say that I was a Solo Stove owner and user before this ad campaign even happened?
Wow.
I love them.
Is this like an ad campaign? I was just talking about Solo Stove.
Oh, so was I. I thought you were doing an ad campaign.
No.
Oh, no. We're just gathered here tonight to talk about Solo Stoves as enthusiasts.
Let's all solo it up.
It just came up. What I'm saying is you had one beforehand, and I remember you telling me about it. And then I saw someone, people sometimes build a fire on the beach, you know, up the coast. And I saw one, and I was like, what is that? That looks really cool. Then, of course, we started working with the good people at Solo Stove. They supplied us with one, and we've been using it for our summer s'more series, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, because you saw it on the beach because they actually have little carrying cases that you can take with you. It's portable if you get the right size. These things are amazing, and they create little, like, cyclones of fire with very little smoke, and you can put in their color packs and get a little fireworks
show. Start them, and also, think about the cleanup. Think about, a fire pit. You have to dig a pit. That's like digging your own grave.
Right.
Dumb.
At gunpoint. I don't want to do that.
There is no better way to burn an effigy of your boss, Conan O'Brien, than a Solo Stove.
Right on.
And so we did this. We unboxed it today. It was really fun. We set it up. I thought, this is going to be difficult. No, it was the easiest thing in the world to get this going.
So what do you got to say about this?
I just think you guys, whatever you're saying is a lot of good stuff.
But aren't you enjoying the Solo Stove experience?
I'm so close. I don't think I've ever been this close to a fire. And I just made a s'more on it. And I have s'more everywhere. But I never got that close to a fire before.
Well, I think a real fire that's unregulated would be dangerous for you. You've got so much product in your hair.
All right.
No, but seriously,
moving on.
You should go up like a Zeppelin.
And
just, you know? But Solo Stove, very safe, easy to clean up. Right now, you can get big discounts on all Solo Stove fire pits. Use promo code Conan at solostove.com for an extra $10 off their already great prices. That's solostove.com, promo code Conan for an extra $10 off. Sona, where exactly are you again? Tell people. Which part of Los Angeles
and
is
the address, please?
Yeah.
Altadena.
No, not, but it's Altadena, but tell people where that is.
It's north of Pasadena.
Because when I drove there, it's kind of in the mountains.
It is. It's very. I can't get home insurance.
What?
Because it's.
Do you still not have home
insurance? I have home insurance, but I paid a fortune for it because I'm in a fire zone.
Right. Right.
You know.
That's a serious problem.
Sorry. I know. I brought down the mood. No, you want to go back to hobos and beans?
No. That's not. This is. It's good for people to hear little pieces of reality. And that's a reality, which is it's hard for you to get fire insurance.
Yeah. Well,
also, it doesn't help that your home is made of old matchsticks.
And you're an arson.
Yeah.
You know, they told us like a couple years ago that we were on the brink of evacuation. So I took this ice bucket that my grandma had and I was like, this is a one of a kind bucket. No one will ever have this ice bucket. And I saw it 2 days ago, like in someone's kitchen. My grandma's ice bucket that
Wait,
I thought was
I'm sorry,
special.
Can I just back up? What's an ice bucket? Is this 1902? What are you doing?
It's an old ice bucket.
Yeah. What an ice bucket?
My grandma on my dad's side didn't have a lot of stuff. And so I got her ice bucket and she didn't have a lot of stuff.
I remember when I was a kid, you could go and take a tour of John F. Kennedy's birthplace, which is on, I think, Beale Street in Brookline, the town I grew up in. That was a big thing to do if you're an Irish Catholic kid in Brookline. Wow, we're going to go over and we're going to tour JFK's birthplace.
Same with Whittier and Nixon. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they take you from room to room. When you get to each room, you push a button and you hear Rose Kennedy, JFK's mother. She made, you know, sometime in the late 60s, she made a tape of each room. And it was her distinctive voice. And she would say, in this room, the ambassador would read the newspaper and the boys would play with their toys. And and then you get to the back. And I remember there was this kooky, crazy ice box. Well, I didn't know what it was. And she would say, here's the ice box. And the ice man would come every day.
And he'd say, that boy there will be president one day. He'll narrowly defeat Nixon. Wait, who?
So specific.
Yeah.
Nixon's had an ice box too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they all have an ice box. And he will narrowly, and then he will be president. And he will have, you know, and it was just like, you listen to this and go like, this is so crazy. And I remember thinking as a child, I want this in my house.
Oh.
Someday. I want people to go from room to room in the house that I'm living in Brookline. And I want them to push a button, but I also want it to be Rose Kennedy. Here's where Conan thought about his talk show. I've never seen it, but I hear it's dreadful. I hear his humor is often quite crass. And the ambassador would come in and say, I don't like this Conan. You know, anyway, but I had that same thought. That's
wow,
taking you back for a little bit. But my point is, we're going to be going to Gorley's house.
Yeah.
I'm going to get us back around.
Wait, you're getting, what, are you, back around, like back on track?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. We'll probably get right back off track, like right away.
We don't really have
what
a track.
What is the track? What is the track?
We're just describing that you live in Altadena.
Yeah, I know.
Which, and I drove there, and I have to say,
it's lovely.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
What were you going
to
say?
It's a while to get there. It's way out there.
It is.
But you have a very nice home.
Thank you.
Uninsurable, but nice.
It is uninsurable. But thanks for bringing that up in like a jokey way.
Well, this is why we're not doing the open campfire at Sona's place.
I know.
It was no question.
Yeah, that's all they want in Altadena is a couple of... Well, podcasters are moving into the neighborhood and they're building fires at night.
That's Conan O'Brien, responsible for the destruction of 6 square miles of Angeles National Forest.
Yeah. 6 square miles and 3 homes. Sorry, it's very sparsely low. It's sparsely populated.
That's what's so nice about it, though.
It is nice. It's lovely. Far.
Yeah.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
I need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Guys, I'm hesitant to point this out, but we're having a grand old time, like just a bunch of chill chums.
Hey, you know? Well, you and I are the chill chums.
That's how this whole thing started.
Yeah, Conan never became a chill chum because he's not chill.
Yeah, we were going to try to teach you how to be a chill chum.
It's just not going to happen.
No, it's not.
Maybe over the next 5 episodes in the nighttime, Eastern LA, Pasadena, sunset with the cicadas chirping and the fire crackling.
No, I don't think so.
I think that what makes this work, if it does work at all,
I don't know if it does.
You two are just wildly satisfied with yourselves.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I always think I could improve. There's more to do on this earth. We have limited amount of time.
Oh, so you were saying wildly satisfied in a negative way.
Take it how you will.
Mm-hmm. I was taking it in a very positive way.
Well, sure. So that's what a chill chum would do.
That's right.
Because we're content with who we are.
Yeah. We're secure with ourselves. Yeah. We're not like, oh, we need to be better.
Nor do we need to phrase things efficiently or effectively.
No. Just babble away.
We don't care. I got your back, Chill Chum, CC.
Always, always.
Now, the Chill Chums, this will take the place, these episodes will take the place for a while, the fan episodes.
That's right.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
So you won't be hearing the fan episodes, but we will get back to those.
Yeah.
because my life's blood is talking to people who are excited about Conan O'Brien. And being trapped in the wilderness of Pasadena with two people who got over me long before they even met me is my idea of hell. Is my idea of an absolute hell.
If you were trapped in the wilderness, how long do you think you would last?
I think I would befriend the animals. I would make them laugh. I would have lots of anecdotes about show business. I would tell them about behind the scenes little secrets of things that went wrong, you know, and celebrities who were difficult. And the squirrels would be like, wow, that's really? Because he seems like such a nice guy. And he'd be like, oh, seems like a nice guy. You know, that's the image, but it's not the reality.
I'm curious. We could try this out because we get a lot of squirrels in the backyard. And at that time of night, we get a fair amount of rats, too. So we'll see.
Do you really have rats?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's
but these are Pasadena rats. They're older, genteel rats, right?
They're old money rats.
They're old Republican rats. Every now and then a rat will scurry by and go like, where's Eisenhower?
They live in small craftsman-style rat houses.
Yeah, little rat houses.
Yeah, they do. They drive around. Their cars have very low mileage.
They enter a float in the parade every year. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
The rat float.
They're not the most woke rats you'll ever meet. No. They have a ways to go.
Pasadena is very liberal, but it's very stodgy liberal.
Mm. But that's maybe, you like it there. It seems like a good fit for you.
I love it, but we don't live in Grand Old Pasadena. We live in the Arroyo Hills area, like kind of like Sona.
But your house is like an old craftsman style home, isn't it?
It's kind of a fake. It's from 47. It's like a fusion.
Yes. Yeah. I knew. I walked in that house and it has all the elements of craftsman. But like you, I smelled something was off. I smelled a conservative rat.
What, you think I'm conservative?
No. I don't. Please, don't. My thinks thou doth protest too much.
And let me just talk a little bit more about Nixon.
Yeah. Yeah. You bring up Nixon at the drop of a hat. You decided to live in Pasadena. I think you've got good old Republican values.
My family does. I do come from a very Republican family.
I could tell. Your mom, Winifred?
Yeah, she's not anymore, though.
Welford. Trump,
not to get political. But
Welford, sorry.
She kicked it to the curb.
Oh, Trump pushed her over the edge?
Yeah.
I think Trump either pushed people over the edge, meaning I can't do this anymore. Yeah. I'm not going to be a Republican. Or it drove people absolutely cuckoo crazy.
Yeah.
Mm. It was one of those two.
Get out of politics.
Yeah, let's
It's making
out of
me very nervous.
You're right, too.
This isn't chill.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
This isn't chill conversation.
How about this? How about the owl now starts to say, ooh, that wasn't cool. Ooh, stay off politics. Ooh. Ooh. Your vote doesn't count. Ooh. Keep it apolitical. Ooh. Evergreen.
Electoral College is a scam. Your voice can't be heard.
What are these two owls?
Yeah, what is your owl doing?
So, he's a nihilist.
Mine's a nihilist.
Oh, okay. Mine was just saying, I don't like this political comedy. Keep it kind of chill and fun.
Yeah.
And then you brought in a nihilist owl.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
we're
weird.
Living in a simulation. Get Bitcoin. Oh. I just read Sartre. What's the point?
I love summer.
Yeah.
What? Where'd that
I'm
come
sorry,
from?
I no, just really wanted to change the subject.
It's like you burped. It's like you burped. You know what's so funny? If Sona occasionally got gas, but it was getting us back on track. So her burps were things like, well, I like summer. Well, back on point, it is June.
Summer. June.
Well,
what a
we are here in Gorley's yard.
First month of summer.
All right. Well, listen, this was the first episode of Conan and the Chill Chums. I don't know how this went.
Summer.
I don't know.
With Conan and the Chill Chums.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Okay.
It's nails against a blackboard when you upset his little world so slightly. Oh, it's so great. I mean, I love it.
We're having fun here, but let's get the title right.
Okay. Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums. Okay. This was the first episode. I don't know how it went.
Yeah.
Maybe the listeners will tell us. Maybe they'll say, hey, wait a minute. Those Conan talking to fans are really good. What the hell was this?
How do we pull the ripcord on
this? What happened here? They bibbled, babbled.
Yeah.
They soiled themselves.
Yeah.
It was an audio soiling of the pants for half an hour.
Yeah.
And we may get a huge blowback. And I am like a cat. I'm very nimble on my paws. If I sense that this is going downhill, I'm going to pull the plug on this thing.
Yeah.
And I'll be talking to a fan in Cairo before you can say, Jack Spratt could eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean. Do you hear me?
Yeah,
wow, I do.
That was
I
cool. Yeah. But can we make s'mores at your house? Did you guys already say it?
We are going to
I wasn't paying attention.
I know you were. And I got you covered. It's okay.
We're going to get your hair. I know someone. I'll find you someone. I don't know someone.
You don't know this person.
No, no. I'm telling you, there's got to be more than one person that can deal with your hair.
No, now I have just my sight.
What does she have, like a cyclotron? Does she have a special device that, I mean, what does she have?
I know, is she herself a curly haired person?
Yes. Yes.
How would you
know? Of course. Because I've seen her Instagram page. Okay. Look, she gets it. She just knows what to do.
You can fake those things. But I faked an Instagram page. That wasn't my torso.
You don't know how to do that.
I do.
You don't know how to do any, no, you don't. No, yeah, you know how to do an Instagram, fake an Instagram page.
Yes. I love summer. Yep. This thing's a mess. Listen, good luck to all.
I'm sorry. Can we make s'mores?
Yes, that's the point. Oh, okay. So what we're going to do is one of the rare things, Conan, you and I have ever agreed on is that we think s'mores are overrated.
Yes. Yeah.
Sona's strong in the camp pro s'mores.
I don't just think they're overrated. I think it's an actively terrible treat.
Oh.
Okay. I'm maybe a little bit more centrist on this, but what we're going to do is we're going to make s'mores on this first episode and we're going to...
The second episode.
Right, first, I meant campfire episode.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's OCD's
this is the stickler.
Wow.
Oh, I love it when the stickler's like, so anyway, next episode on the first episode.
All right, no more joking. Do get the title right, though, from here on out.
Okay, yeah. Okay. It's Summer S'mores with the Chum Chills. Starring Conan Gourley and Sona Lives Faraway-sian.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.